Myanmar's junta arrested four prominent political activists today as the regime defied UN calls for an end to its crackdown on pro-democracy protesters. All were members of the 88 Generation Students Group of student leaders active in a 1988 pro-democracy uprising and had been in hiding in the wake of the regime's bloody repression of recent protests. As a backdrop to these arrests, the government staged a mass pro-junta rally in Yangon today, paying protesters to shout slogans against Western powers and the foreign media. Mark Farminer, director of the Burma Campaign UK, says the international community's response to the junta's crackdown has thus far been insufficient.
Certainly, these leaders were critical as part of the 88 generation, but that's separate from the networks that the monks have set up. But what we are seeing here clearly is the regime going after any organisers, anyone in the leadership, and arresting them. We hear reports that they are being brutally tortured. So at the same time, the regime is trying to tell the international community it wants to talk. It's arresting those people that it ought to be talking to.
Now, evidently, Ibrahim Gambari is going to be returning to the region to try to coordinate regional talks with key governments. Is there any hope there that we can look for?
I don't think so. I think that Gambari should be going back to Burma, not going and talking to countries in the region. He already toured the region just over a month ago. I think that what we really need to see now is high-level engagement from the United Nations. People are still doing business with them. People are still talking about selling them weapons. You saw a delegation of Burmese soldiers visiting Russia just on Friday, looking at buying missile systems. So this is what the regime wants. They want delay. They want people to forget the scenes they saw on their televisions and on the newspapers of soldiers shooting and beating monks.